जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, हय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
But now సంకీర్తన్ కి జయ ఇష్టపాద పరమహంస పరితకాచర స్పష్టమైన డేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిశీల ప్రభుపాదికి, జగత్పురుషుల ప్రభుపాదికి, డివిటి సంస్థాపక ఆచార్య శీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ ఇష్టపాద పరమహంస పరితకాచర స్పష్టమైన డేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సృష్టి కోసం ప్రపద్మరాజ్ కి, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి, నామచార శీల హరదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, ప్రేమ్ సేకవ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృందికి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గొప్ప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధా కుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి, పితాయసన గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గోరిస్ అసెంబ్లీ ఓటీస్, ఆల్ గోరిస్ అసెంబ్లీ ఓటీస్, ఆల్ గోరిస్ అసెంబ్లీ ఓటీస్, ఆల్ గోరిస్ అండ్ గ్లోరిస్ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ దిస్ సెషన్ ఆఫ్ glorification on Lord Krishna. It's an amazing story which everybody should try to understand. And I thank the management for giving this opportunity for glorifying Lord Shri Krishna. So we'll be having a series of discussion from today till next Friday. And Saturday is Krishna Janmashtami, the most wanted festival for ISKCON. And every day we will be listening to Krishna Katha, the deity form of Krishna, at various locations of India. And by knowing this particular glorification, we can definitely get benefits in two ways. One thing is that we can understand the glorification of Krishna himself, and the glorification of the Tirtha, and like Holy Dham also. Okay, so today we'll be focusing mainly on Lord Shri Krishna in Karnataka, especially in Udupi. It's called as Udupi Shri Krishna. The discussion is divided into several parts. First we'll try to understand why we have to actually visit the Holy Dham. What is the importance, what is the benefit for the devotee that we can reap? The second thing is that details about the location of Udupi Krishna. The third thing will be the advent of Lord Shri Krishna at Udupi and how that temple came into being. So what is the importance also, we will try to understand from this one. And in the Holy Kshetra of Udupi, we will just try to understand one particular pastime, that is regarding Kanakadasa, saint called Kanakadasa, and how Udupi Shri Krishna temple is connected to ISKCON. That is very important for us also. We will try to understand how it is connected. Then if time permits, we can have a small video on importance of Kanakadasa's presence in Udupi, and we will just try to understand what is it we can carry from. We'll try to discuss as many points as possible within the time frame and conclude the program in time as far as possible. It's a little difficult, but I'll try. Jisko English samajh mein nahi aata hai. English, okay. Thoda mix karega. Okay? Hare va, correction. See, whenever we start a lecture, we generally take quote from Srila Prabhupada, because that is the basis of all our discussions. And unless we know the importance of the holy place through an authorized statement, we cannot accept generally, and especially if it comes from Srila Prabhupada, there is no argument. We have to just blindly accept. So Srila Prabhupada in Canto 3, Chapter 1, has given very nice statements on why we have to visit the holy dhams. What is the importance? How it will benefit the devotees? Few points are there. Just try to cover up each point as well as possible. It is meant to eradicate sin for the pilgrims. The moment we visit the holy dham, it will help us in eradicating our sin. Jo bhi hamara andar jo paap hai, wo sirf holy kshetra ko jane se pura nikal jata hai. दूसरा चीज है कि लाइक टू अटेनिंग प्योर एग्जिस्टेंस एंड सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन. द मोमेंट वी लैंड इन अ होली धाम ऑटोमेटिकली वी नो द इम्पोर्टेंस, वी विल फील द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इन द होली धाम एंड देन दैट विल मेक अस अंडरस्टैंड द गॉड वेरी इजिली. And the third point is that like it's a place where we meet lot of devotees. Lot of devotees they come to the holy places of pilgrimage, and this is a chance that we can always associate with the devotees and take their blessings and details of the holy dham also. In fact, like I can give an example of the Vrindavan Parikrama. The whole month we will be in the land of Krishna. And in that one, what happens in the in our travel to holy places, we will associate with lot of sannyasis, and plus in the yatra we will be with the devotees only. So every half an hour, every 1 hour, we cover lot of places, and one sannyasi will come and try to glorify the importance of that particular land which is connected to Krishna, and the importance also. So by that, of course, if you stay for 1 month for Vrindavan Parikrama. Daily, even if you visit 4 or 5 places within that particular travel of one day, in 30 days you will be visiting 150 places of importance of Krishna will be understanding. And the next point what you can touch to understand is that like Lord is present in different forms. Har ek kshetra mein hum jayega, Krishna ko alag alag roop mein hum dekh sakte hai. This is an advantage. And like Krishna, since it is inconceivable and it is available in lot of forms, we can always have a special mercy to see him in many forms in the holy places. None of the two dams will be same. There will be slight difference in the deities. And Krishna is very very kind enough also to give us a chance to see him as Arsha Vigraha. Definitely in the time of Kali Yuga we cannot see Krishna directly. So Krishna is merciful to come as Arsha Vigraha to for us to worship. Then the holy dhams, he readily accepts our services also, and it's a place which gives immense pleasure to the devotees. Devotees when they visit the holy land, they will not be morose. Of course, they may have some desires and other thing, but generally when you go to the holy kshetra, they'll be always happy. Generally, sab log bahut santusht rehte hai the holy dham jaane se. And when we go to the holy dham, it will make us remember of Krishna, nothing else. Abhilekha mandir mein hai bhi, so hum Krishna ke bare mein sun rahe hai, so like we are connected. The moment we go out here, we have a tendency to forget, hum bhool ja sakte hai. But abhi holy dham mein jaane ke baad kya hota hai, hamara man pura Krishna ke upar rehta hai. And it is a chance to glorify the Lord. The moment you go to the holy dhams, we can always glorify the Lord to the extent possible, because we know the importance and his leelas. And automatically, the moment we go to the holy land, it will we can remember the Lord's name, fame, quality, pastimes, form, and entourage also. Krishna kya kya kiya tha us dham mein, wo sabhi hum jaan sakte hai. And chanting invokes personal pleasure in the holy places. The moment we go and chant there, we'll have some personal pleasure levels up there. So it is essential that like we all visit the holy dhams to reap all these benefits which is told now. And especially in ISKCON, management is kind enough to allow devotees to visit the holy dhams in groups also. So we are with satsang and we'll be visit the holy places and we get all these benefits. So now we'll just come back to our subject matter of Udupi Krishna. So we will try to understand where is it located. Definitely it is in Karnataka. There are no doubts about that one. And Karnataka where? It is close to Mangalore. It is around 55 kilometers north of Mangalore city and around 422 kilometers from Bangalore. So mostly people they know Mangalore and Bangalore. You can access Udupi by train, bus, or by air also. The nearest airport is in Mangalore also, as well as in Bangalore. You can always land there and come by either train or by land to reach to Udupi. And of course, like when somebody says regarding Udupi, the first thing that will come to us is Udupi restaurants and hotels, which is famous worldwide also. So they are famous for a lot of nice Karnataka dishes, and whoever visits the hotel will not come out with the displeasure. Haribol. Of course, we are not, today's our topic is not, there is not the focus of the hotel Udupi Shri Krishna, but top focus of the Lord Shri Krishna himself. So we'll just try to understand in brief the advent of Shri Krishna in Udupi. It is actually a very, very amazing story which has happened in the 13th century, way back in 13th century. And whenever they say Udupi temple, means it is a place of pilgrimage for Krishna. And the temple was found by Madhavacharya, one of the great saints, philosopher and religious reformers of India. It carries very importance to understand about Madhavacharya also. And the important thing is that Udupi is considered as Vaikuntha also, kingdom of Godhead, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead came and stayed there in response to the desire of the pure devotee of the Lord, who is none other than Madhavacharya. So it's very important that we understand this one. And now, it's not that Udupi was famous when Krishna appeared in this temple in Udupi. Way back in the 8th or 9th century itself, the Udupi state was, or the district was very, very famous. Because that particular time, in the 8th or 9th century itself, it was a center of Vedic scholarship. And there were already two established temples, Sri Ananteshwara temple and Sri Chandramouleshwara temple, at that particular time. And in Ananteshwara temple, Lord Vishnu and Lord Ananteshwara are said to be residing within the Shivalinga, which is the deity of Lord Shiva. And also, Chandramouleshwara temple is the temple of Lord Shiva, where the crescent bone is carried by Lord Shiva himself. And the name Udupi also came from the word Udupa. Udupa means the one who is carrying the crescent moon on his head. That is Shiva. So that's the reason the word Udupi came into being. And also Udu means it is a star. And the Udupa, Pa means it is star of the leader. Who is the star? If you see the sky in the night, what do you see? We see many stars, but we call single stars as moon only. So that is why it called the name Udupi. And now, going back to a little history, Sri Madhavacharya stayed first in the temple of Sri Ananteshwara before establishing Sri Krishna Matha. As I told earlier, he was a very profound speaker. Hearing his discourse, audience were spellbound by hearing his lectures. He was so strong in his lectures that there was nobody else who can actually defeat. In fact, it is very, he told in the very next point that he never lost any debate throughout his life. He stayed for around 79 years. He was so much scholarly that he used to defeat many saints and general scholars. And he was the person who made Sri Krishna Matha as the center of all activities. He took so much of care and trained his devotees also. And as a tradition in Udupi, if you go to Udupi, first generally the people they will go to Chandramouleshwara temple, take the blessings of Lord Shiva, then come to Ananteshwara temple, and then again they will go to Sri Krishna temple. And as in Balram Desh, temple offers free food for all the pilgrims who come to the temple. So now, try to understand how exactly the deity of Lord Shri Krishna came into Udupi. It's a very nice story and very important also to understand. And this story is available in Madhava Vijaya, which is basically the biography of Madhavacharya. And here, the intense desire of the pure devotee is fulfilled by the Lord. He was so merciful on Srila Madhavacharya that like he came to him personally. And as a matter of fact, the deity came from Dwarka to Udupi in south. And in the earlier, it came as which was loaded in the ship as a ballast material. Ballast material means a heavy, huge piece of rock that generally is loaded in the ship for balancing the ship. Came as in that form actually. Nobody was knowing that like it was there was a deity inside. And Madhavacharya, who came for bath that particular time, he saw this, he actually got this particular deity. And how he got it is that like the ship was loaded with this ballast materials and it was coming towards Udupi, and there is a place called Malpe. Malpe is the harbor of and a coastal region of Udupi. And Madhavacharya used to come for taking bath there every day. And while he was coming that particular day, there was a very, very huge storm of there, tempest. The ship was actually going here and there, Heathrow. And they were in very, very great danger also, the people in the ship, the captain of the ship, and also the sailors, they were in very much distress, and they saw a few devotees on the banks of the ocean there, close by the Malpe. And they tried to wave this Madhavacharya and other disciples, tried to do something. And Madhavacharya was an empowered soul. He just tried to flag the cloth, and all of a sudden the sea calmed down, and he guided the ship to come to the banks and ensure that like the ship is saved. Because of this particular act, the captain of the ship was very, very thankful to Madhavacharya, and he said, just come and take whatever you want from the ship. He did not put any conditions. He just asked to take whatever he wants. But Madhavacharya, what he can take other than spiritual, he saw the big lump of mud, which was Gopi Chandan. He just took that Gopi Chandan and went out. Now the most amazing thing happened. That particular lump of Gopi Chandan was carried by all his disciples. He had around 35-40 disciples. They were carrying this particular Gopi Chandan stone. And when they were carrying, they could not sustain the weight, and all of a sudden that particular Gopi Chandan fell down and the deity was revealed. Hari Bols. And once the deity was ready, a very beautiful deity was there, and disciples, they just took the deity and wanted to proceed further. But the deity did not allow anybody to move. The deity did not move at all. So then, only when Madhavacharya came, he lifted the deity, embraced that particular deity, fondled that particular deity as a child, his own child, then the deity started moving, allowed to move. So he personally carried, you can see it in the photo also, how nicely he is just carrying the deity of Lord Shri Krishna as Balagopal, and he proceeded and established in this temple. And at that particular time, Madhavacharya also used to compose lot of prayers, songs and other things. He was actually, that particular time was composing Dwadasha Stotras. So he had completed halfway when this incident happened. And while taking the deity back to the temple, he could able to easily complete the Dwadasha Stotra also. Within the span of few minutes, he was able to complete. That was the importance. And now, how and where from this deity came, that also is very important for us to understand. It's a very nice story. Like, now, we have to just go back, not to the 13th century, but to Dwapara Yuga. So in Dwapara Yuga, what happened was, this particular story is already there in ప్రమేయ నల మాలికాటిక బై రాఘవార్య తీర్థ. ఇన్ ద్వారకా వి నో దట్ లైక్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ విత్ రుక్మిణి యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ విత్ అదర్ క్వీన్స్ అండ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దేవికి ఆల్సో వాజ్ దేర్ అండ్ దేవికి హీ హ్యాడ్ ద ఇంటెన్స్ డిజైర్ దట్ లైక్ షీ డిడ్ నాట్ సీ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ద లీలాస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. Everything was seen by only Yashoda Mata. So then she requests Krishna to show his leela, and because he was also a devotee and Krishna generally listens to the devotees, immediately he took the form of Balagopal as Lord Sri Krishna and started showing his leela. He was just running like what Krishna used to do when he was a very small child, and Devaki started churning the butter. Yogurt, and Krishna came and he stopped her churning the yogurt, took hold of the stick also, and then she carried Krishna to her lap and started feeding also, and Krishna was enjoying and same case with Devaki also. Devaki felt immense pleasure by seeing this particular leela of Sri Krishna. So after fulfilling the desire of Devaki, he came back to his original form. And now, what happens was that like Rukmini, she was watching all this thing. So Rukmini, when she was watching, she also felt that intense desire that like she should have Balagopal for her. So she requests Krishna to give her this deity in the form of Balakrishna. And Vishwakarma himself, he prepared this particular deity and gave it to Rukmini, and every day Rukmini used to worship that particular idol, deity. So now, Dwapara Yuga was over, Krishna went back to his abode, and now Arjuna, he actually deposited in a place called Rukmini Vana, this particular deity. And over a period of time, this deity was lost completely and it was covered with clay and remained in that particular condition near Dwarka until the merchants of the ship, they took and reached to Madhavendrapuri. So this is the story of Udupi Sri Krishna, which came as a small idol, a deity, and by doing so, Krishna actually satisfied the desires of Madhavendra to have the idol and to establish Sri Krishna Mata. And it's not just Madhavacharya bought the deity and established. He set nice standards also. That time was the 13th century, he was very clear in what he has to do. It's not that like he just come and install the deity. No. What he did was, he maintained a very high standard of worshipping deity. And to worship, he personally used to worship the deity every day himself and showing how it has to be worshipped to others also. And now he was also a traveling monk, he was saint. He used to travel a lot also. In his absence, what to do? So he initiated sannyasis and he made 8 mathas close to Udupi and ensured that like the worship of deity is taken in strict accordance with the Shastra. Nothing is performed away from the Shastra. He trained all of them and he made the rules and regulations also, how the deity has to be worshipped and by whom also. Having established the 8 mathas, this is shown here, one is Palimaru Matha, Adamaru Matha, Krishnapura Matha, Putige Matha, Shirur Matha, Sode Matha, Kanyavar Matha and Pejavara Matha. We know Pejavar Swamiji was very very famous. We come to hear about that short pastime of Pejavar Swami also. And this 8 Mathas, sannyasis, the leaders of the particular Matha, used to take care of Sri Krishna in Udupi. And now, there should not be any, there has to be a roaster also. He prepared a roaster also. Every 2 years, one Matha sannyasi reader will worship Sri Krishna. Means, if I have to worship Krishna, I will worship today and my next chance will come when? After 14 years. Minus 8 minus 1, 7, 7 into 2, 14. 14 years, the chance will go to the next mata, the same mata next time. So like that he established. And the condition was that, like during the 2 years, that particular leader has to worship himself all the time. And worship of Krishna in Udupi is called as Paryaya. Paryaya means there are around 13 duties that a sannyasi has to perform to Lord Shri Krishna every day. Every day, throughout 2 years, the same sannyasi has to perform. That was the rule he established. Now, as a backup, what Madhvacharya did was, he clubbed two matas together. For example, Palimur Mata and Adhumaru Mata. And two sannyasis were put in charge. First sannyasi is given the chance to serve Krishna for the first 2 years. In case the sannyasi fell sick or is not able to perform the duty, the other sannyasi from the other temple will perform the puja to Sri Krishna. So that's how everything was established by Madhvacharya beforehand, so that like there is no issues and no problems at all, like Hari Bol. Then the other details of Krishna Mata is that like each sannyasi is heading the individual mata. 8 matas means 8 sannyasi will be there, and those people will be heading the mata on his own. And now they very well know that like the chance will come after 14 years. And during this 14 years, what is their duty? They have to preach Krishna consciousness, they have to travel, they have to maintain the temple, and also raise funds for the temple. That was their, this one. And this particular matas are also located very close by to main Udupi temple. It's called as Car Street. And in the close vicinity of Chandramoleshwar temple and Ananteshwar temple. And there will be Ratha festival also will be there during the year. And there will be around 4 Rathas available in the Udupi. Generally, depending on the significance of the festival, either 1 ratha will be used or 3 rathas will be used, and one is special because it is covered with silver plate. Silver covering will be there. That is utilized for worshipping Krishna on good, nice occasions. And having known how the temple came into being, how the temple was established, how the deity came to Udupi, who bought it, Madhvacharya, it's better that like we also have an understanding, because Madhvacharya is closely connected to ISKCON also. So Madhvacharya was an incarnation of Vayu. So we should try to understand here. And he was actually Hanuman in Ramayana and Bhima in Mahabharata. And his father was Magyeda Bhatta and mother was Vedavati. He was called as Vasudeva when he was a son to these two parents. The amazing thing was, he was a very, very active boy. He took Brahminical initiation at the age of 5. Generally it is at 8 years. He took the initiation in the 5th year itself. That is the significance actually. And the speciality of Madhvacharya was that like, he could remember each and everything of what others speak, and what others tell. What he reads also used to remember very, very easily. That was the plus point for him always. And generally he was very, very strong, lustrous and beautiful looking also. And at the age of 11, he left home and was called as Purna Prajna under the guidance of an ascetic sage called Achyuta Preksha. At the age of 11 itself, he took sannyasa. And then, it is told that like just after taking sannyasa, 44 days after taking sannyasa, he had to argue with a very, very sensitive person called Vasudeva Pandit. The debate took for around 3 days continuously. There was a debate between Madhvacharya and Vasudeva Pandita. And ultimately, he could defeat him. And once he defeated Vasudeva Pandita, his name just grew. He was the talk of the town also. So his name was known, and immediately his name was changed to Ananda Tirtha, having known in recognition of his mastery of the Vedanta. He travelled many parts of India, defeated many scholars. Like one example is told is that he defeated two Buddhist monks. They came to defeat Madhvacharya. They argued full day. They said that they will come back again the next day, and in the night they just fled. They knew very well that they cannot argue with Madhvacharya. And he actually even defeated many other saints also, like Vidyashankara Swami is another one, who was a successor of Srivad Shankaracharya, and many others also. In fact, just to have a very small glimpse of his powers, that also just try to understand in brief. Having said that, he was the incarnation of Vayu. Whenever his mother used to call when he was a small child, he used to come from nowhere. It was as though Hanuman jumping from one place to another one. He was either at home or outside. The moment his name was uttered, he used to appear before his mother. It shows his potency. Then the other thing is that once with his friend he was having a headache, just by blowing air in his ear, the headache was cured. And when he grew up also, there was a lot of other thing is there, so try to understand. There was a very very big rock was there. That rock, even 50 people could not lift it. But Madhvacharya could lift that particular stone himself with ease. And that thing, the stone is, I've not seen the stone. Is it there probably still? There is some, they said that the stone is still there, and there is an imprint on the stone that this was lifted by Madhvacharya. There's one more pastime, you can just try to understand. And one more thing is also there, very interesting. In fact, he travelled north to Badrikashram to meet Vasudeva. He actually compiled a lot of Vedanta Sutras. He he translated a lot of scriptures in the presence of Vasudeva also. And one more interesting thing is that his father, when he was in debt, this tamarind seeds, he converted it to gold coins also and assisted his father. This is one pastime you can just and there was a debate that is there any life for the seed? Can it listen to the people? So he just took the seed, and by singing glories of the Lord, the seed could actually sprout. This happened two times also. Two times he could show it to the people. So these are all the glories of Madhvacharya. He is not an ordinary soul. And he is well connected to ISKCON. That we will try to see how he is connected also. So now, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. What is the sampradaya that we are following? Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. So ISKCON is following the Sampradaya, a description from Madhavacharya by way of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are from Bengali schools of Krishna devotees. And the members of ISKCON are connected to Madhava Sampradaya through Lakshmipati Tirtha. And Lakshmipati Tirtha, he was the person who actually initiated Srila Madhavendra Puri. So who is Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri is the grand spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay? So that's how it is connected. And Srila Prabhupada is the 11th sannyasi in the disciplic succession, starting from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Udupi also, it holds a very special interest for ISKCON members. It is a place where one of the priest deserves Acharya, that is Madhvacharya, boldly preached Krishna consciousness, the actual truth, and delivered many conditions told from illusion and ignorance. That's how it is connected. It's a very interesting personality. And in fact, like there are a lot of other pastimes also. It should be generally a separate class by itself. I'm just trying to give a very brief of Madhvacharya. Then we'll just try to understand one very nice pastime which has happened in Udupi. This will actually show how the place is potent. This we'll try to understand by a saint called Kanakadasa. Kanakadasa had a very, very special association with Udupi, as he was the follower of Vyasatirtha Swamiji. And upon the instruction from Vyasatirtha Swamiji, he actually came to Udupi once to see the darshan of Narsri Krishna, Udupi Krishna. But he was basically a warrior and a soldier and a low caste also. That particular time, low caste people were not allowed to go inside the temple. Even though like it was recommended by Vyasatirtha Swamiji, the Brahmins of the temple did not allow him to have darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. And the plus point of Kanakadasa was that he used to sing, compose very, very nice songs. It was so melodious with the stambori. He used to compose a lot of nice songs. He used to glorify just outside the temple. And this was going on continuously. So one fine day, when he was singing the glories of the Lord, suddenly he got darshan of the Lord without entering the temple. How? That is, we know that like all the Hindu temples are located on the deities are facing towards the east side, correct? But in Udupi, if you go, the temple deity is facing towards the west. Now, while Kanakadasa was singing, Lord Krishna very, very mercifully, he wanted to give his darshan. So one fine day, the wall of the temple collapsed and the outside wall cracked. And Kanakadasa was able to peek inside that particular crack and he could see the deity. When he was seeing, the deity turned from east to west. Okay? And even till today, it is an amazing fact actually that how it turned, how Krishna was actually very, very merciful to Kanakadasa. In fact, like it is told that particular crack which happened on the outer wall is called as Kanakana Kindi. Even now also, whoever visits, they will have to seek Krishna through this particular kindi. So that's the significance. And Kanakadasa also was very special. In fact, like we have a lot of other saints in Karnataka, like Purandaradasa, Vijayadasa and others. Even though they are also very, very famous, and they also visited Udupi, but Kanakadasa's associated with Lord Krishna was very, very special. And we'll, if time permits, we can have a small video clipping of how Krishna showed his darshan to Kanakadasa. It's from a film actually. If possible, we'll try to connect it. And how presently we are connected to Udupi Krishna. Our spiritual master, his name is Jayaprataka Swami, had a very, very nice association with one of the sannyasis of Sri Krishna Temple. His name was, his holiness, Vishvesha Tirtha Swami. And the significance of Vishveshwara Tirtha Swami is that, like, he also took sannyasa at the age of very young age of 8 years he took sannyasa, and he was the only person who became the leader of the Shri Krishna Math 5 times in his lifespan. 5 times. And just last year he retired, and now a new Swami Sannyasi is looking after Shri Krishna temple. And in fact, in 2016, His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj had darshan of Udupi Krishna. That time he had a very nice, loving association with Swamiji. You can just see in the clipping also how nicely they are actually both are talking, and how Guru Maharaj is seeing Udupi Shri Krishna, and how the Swamiji is also facilitating Guru Maharaj. And in fact, before 20 years, Vishwesha Tirtha Swami made a visit to Mayapur, and that particular time Guru Maharaj had taken intense care of Swamiji. So that's how that this relation was not from today, so from 20 years this happened. And they both had very intimate association. And this is actually the significance of Udupi Shri Krishna. Just show the clipping and then try to conclude. Or shall I try to conclude first and then show the clipping? The concluding note is that Udupi is one of the few places in India where devotional and spiritual traditions for which India is famous are still practiced. And it is very, very intact also. Such a pure devotional atmosphere is the principal symptom of the spiritual world, thus a fitting epithet of for Udupi to be called as the kingdom of God on earth. And even the people in general also are very, very saintly. If you just go to the Kshetra, you can feel the ambience of Krishna's presence, and each and every person, I'm not telling about devotee, I'm telling about the person, they are very ready to help. If you lost direction, if you want something, they are just so merciful that like they ensure that like you reach the place what you want. That is the ambience. That is all because of the governance of the mud which is there happening in Udupi Shri Krishna. And you can just see here a few photos of Udupi Shri Krishna. And in fact, the Swamiji is also associated with Modi also. All politicians, they used to come and see all the sannyasis of Shri Krishna Math. The significance, we'll just try to see if we can see the video, how that Kanakana Kindi was formed. Hope it will play. There is video clipping, I mean the subtitles are there in English, you can just try to understand. He is Kanakadasa who is singing. That is Lord Shri Krishna, Udupi Krishna. It's a very old movie, black and white. Thank you. These are the Brahmins who were hating Kanakadasa. Can observe the words of the song also. It's so meaningful. Sannyasi worshipping Lord Shri Krishna on the east side. This is on the east side. So see the backside of the log. Hare Bol. So see the RK also smiling on his own. Kanakadasa was able to fully see the worship of Lord Shri Krishna. Hari Bol. So this is the story of Lord Shri Krishna in Udupi. So very nice place. So just to conclude, like we understood the importance of the holy dham, why we should actually visit any holy dham for that matter. So I humbly request you that like take the advantage to visit each and every place, but before you visit you can just try to understand the importance and potency of that particular place. By knowing the potency of the place, we can have more ecstatic feeling and adoration for Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Shridhar Madhavas can talk to you? No.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Aranda Jaya Shri Krishna
శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌరవతరంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ, రామ రామ హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundarada, Shama Sundarade. Jaya Radha, Berenisar Radha, Berenisarade. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundarada, Shama Sundarade. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavanadam. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev.
హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ. శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ.